There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black cloud under my wheels. And I got big dreams. And I got people that I love. And there ain't nothing wrong. I got a good day going on.
Good day time is 7 after the hour. Welcome to the Good Day program with Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, and Riz McFadden with Ken Kessler. We're here at your service to talk about what America... Well, if you're looking for a really sage radio program with information as it applies to sanctuary cities, I don't know that I've ever heard or had a conversation with anybody about so-called sanctuary cities. And yet, with the shooting in San Francisco last week, of this woman, the FBI gun, the guy who actually picked the gun up, somebody who'd been deported 5 times, and he keeps coming back to San Francisco because he knows he's safe there. How many other cities, Kenny and Jennifer, in California alone?
33.
There are 33 sanctuary cities.
Yes, although 3 of them, I think, try to say that they're not. They're disputing it.
Montebello, really?
Cypress. Have disputed it. Fresno disputes it. But yes, San Diego, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Jose, Santa Cruz, Sonoma, Wilmington, Long Beach, Linwood. I mean, a whole list.
Okay, so what does it mean to be a sanctuary city? What does that entail?
It means when you get in trouble and you go to jail and you're released, you can go right back out on the streets. Typically, cities are supposed to deport once you get out of prison for something. So This means that these guys know they're up to criminal behavior. They know they're going to commit crimes and that they could be jailed. They don't want to have to deal with deportation, so they go do it in their sanctuary cities.
So you're talking specifically about illegal aliens here?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, is that
the term generally applies to cities that do not allow municipal funds or resources to be used to enforce federal immigration laws, usually by not allowing the police or municipal employees to inquire about an individual's immigration status.
So this would be a formalized vote by a city council, it would seem, to say we will give harbor. We will give support to those people who are here illegally. If I knew that was going on in my city, I'd refuse to pay my taxes and let them take
the
report.
Is that the actual wording, or is this just a secondary what is happening because of the law?
It's a summary. Did they pass the
law for that reason, or it's just that they didn't want to spend funds? And this is
I think they think it's the right thing to do from who knows what the reasoning is. But I will tell you the hypocrisy with San Francisco is that Dianne Feinstein was mayor of San Francisco for many years, and she was part of this development of San Francisco as a sanctuary city. Now she's out in the last couple of days talking about how it's ridiculous. We have to get rid of these sanctuary cities. And there's a lot of hypocrisy now because people feel like they have blood on their hands with these politicians. Gavin Newsom is another one in San Francisco that has supported it. He was the former mayor. So there's, you know, you have these people going, okay, this is a great idea while we're trying to encourage these guys to come here and vote. But now, you know, oops, somebody dies, and now everybody's running the other way.
Wow, so, check this out, Doug. The Center for Immigration Studies has a map of sanctuary cities in the United States.
Okay.
Take a whack. How many sanctuary cities there are in the country?
Hundreds.
How many hundreds?
400?
200 cities.
This picture is so skewed and cockeyed. Do you not waste our time talking about it? Because nothing gets done. Why don't we just go on to something? I want to go back to something, as a matter of fact, that we were talking about before you arrived on the scene, Roberta.
Okay.
Story that I couched in sort of brackets. The story about a police officer who helped a mother of 5. She has 5 children, teenagers down to being 2 years old twins. Her husband was killed. She has no money, lost her house. Everybody's living in the car. She has nothing. So she goes into a Walmart. She steals diapers and shoes and dresses and stuff and walks out and she gets caught. So Walmart calls the police. The policeman shows up and feels sorry for these folks. So he brings the girls into the store, and he buys them shoes and a dress and things that they need. And so I'm musing about this, thinking how great is the policeman, when everybody else on the team here said, well, why didn't Walmart step up? Or what my question was, and I don't know whether you think I had the right spin on this or not, none of you really said anything, but you may not have had time to, whether this is a lesson you're going to teach these five girls, that the only way for you to survive is to be a thief. And how do you play it further ahead? How do you get them whatever they want in the future? And is it something that if we're not helping these people, we feel badly about it? excuse me, I'm sorry. Going backwards, how many children you have, you didn't plan on the husband dying, so you got to, you know, give that a little bit of room. Did they have any insurance on the husband? Give me your tired, your poor huddled masses. I'm sort of thinking about that. But most people in this country don't plan ahead. Most people don't have any money. Most people work from week to week, don't they? Many people do, anyway. And so under this circumstance, what's the right... I'm kind of confused. I confuse myself.
Well,
what's the right approach?
Five kids living in a car is something for Child Protective Services. That's not a safe environment for a child.
Oh, well, but that's bringing the government into it. I'm tired of the government.
It's not the right environment for a child.
Well, why does it have to be the government? Why can't it be a church or some... Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
Because, you know what, there are shelters that sit empty because people don't go to them and use them. And I live in an area where there's a lot of homeless people, and I have seen that there are shelters in the churches in my area that will take these people in.
Yeah.
They sit open night after night.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, I think that would probably be the first thing I would think of if I were down and out. I mean, try to find some shelter where people can, you know, where your kids can use a bathroom. I mean, it's really bizarre.
All right, let's table this because I want to get to this lady who's here to focus on what's going on in Pluto. Pluto readies for a close-up. NASA's working on the job. Dr. Lisa Hardaway will join us in a moment to tell us what to expect here on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, one of the hardest to find Harleys. In 1977, the production numbers of 299 units alone made the bike unique. This motorcycle seriously flew the red flag on the gas tank. Today on American Biker Minute,
the Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. # sexy robot, the Mace.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. ABM can remember the uproar in the late 70s over the introduction of Harley's most controversial motorcycle ever, the Confederate. The 997cc model sold with an MSRP of $3,127, a 7-banger, which if perfect, brings 20 large. Owing to Southern Rock, the Confederate flag on the gas tank was less of an impediment to sales than outright poor quality and construction from bowling ball manufacturer AMF. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Work-life balance remains elusive for many professionals today. How can you get a little more downtime even when you're super busy?
Look in your pockets. This tip comes from Jacqueline Smith with Forbes. We all have little pockets of personal time throughout the day.
Make the most of them to avoid burnout and enjoy the moments of your life.
For example, you can daydream on your commute to and from work. Give your mind a little break by letting it wander where it wants.
When the weather's nice, why not take 5 minutes between projects to get out of the building and go for a walk?
Focus on nature's beauty. Take in the sights, the sounds, and the smells.
So pick your own pockets for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. # sexy robot, the Mace.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff. And Dr. Buff here, did you know that your music choices speak volumes about your personality? Here's what your musical tastes say about you and, of course, the social science of it. Is country music your favorite? Well, you're athletic and reliable. Are you into rock? You're social but easily stressed. Is pop your thing? Well, you're friendly but sometimes have difficulty getting your point across. Are you a classical music lover? You're reflective and complex with a gift for language. Finally, jazz. You got it all. You're outgoing, social. You're easy to talk to. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, humans use all sorts of Facebook-esque things, you know, like music, movies, and books, to help us predict another's personality. But get this, these superficial things cannot predict emotional stability. That you gotta find out the hard way. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Dr. Lisa Hardaway joins us here on Good Day, program manager specializing in scientific instruments for Ball Aerospace and Technologies. She's waited 9 years to see the results of her work for the RALF instrument aboard the New Horizons mission to Pluto. RALF as in Alice and Ralph to the moon. Right, Dr. Hardaway?
That's correct, Doug.
Yeah. So what was your role? Tell us what you did.
I was, for a while, most of the time, the lead systems engineer, lead designer for the RALF instrument.
What does that mean? What did you do? What did you come up with?
So it was kind of my role to make sure all the different systems work together and speak together and make sure the instrument as a whole is meeting the requirements of the mission.
RALF is the eyes of the mission?
Correct, yeah.
And as such, is there a brain? This whole thing only weighs 24 pounds.
Right.
So when you think about it, there's a brain. There are eyes. Is there an ear to this as well? Can we hear?
Not through the RALF instrument, but it does have a brain. It does have electronics associated with it. So once the eyes see what's going on, it filters all the information back to the brain, and the brain tells us what it's looking at.
All right, so this spacecraft is going to fly by this week, fly by Pluto, and see what? What are we going to see back?
Well, we don't completely know. That's partly why we're going. We expect to see a little bit about the ground geology, understand a little bit more about the atmospheric structure. And as we go past, we'll be slewing the spacecraft backwards so that we're taking images even as we leave the system.
So you helped develop, or you did develop, RALF's eyes and the brain. What did you do as a kid? What did you do for fun? I want to know how your brain develops into somebody who can figure this out.
I just always loved space and what's out there, and this is the perfect mission for me because we know so little about Pluto and Charon and all the other icy objects out there that we're going to be learning a lot of new information.
And what will we use that information for?
There'll be a lot of different things. First, just to explore the third section of the solar system where the icy worlds are, the Kuiper Belt. We're hoping that we'll find out a little bit more about our own Earth. It'll probably tell us a little bit how Earth was formed way back when.
How many moons does Pluto have?
As of right now, we know of five.
Five moons.
Five more.
How do moons come to be?
From a variety of different methods. One of the main ones is that the gravity of the planet or the object kind of sucks in another object, and then it goes into orbit around the first object. So part of what we're out there to find is if this is what happened or if maybe it was a piece of Pluto that broke off.
Mm-hmm. It really is amazing, the timing of this. This is information you get back in seconds, right?
Yes.
After the picture is taken, how long does it take for that info to be relayed back to your headquarters?
Well, it takes 4.5 hours for the data to get to Earth, and then from there it has to go through some post-processing. We just get the raw data, so it's kind of like developing the film.
That's amazing.
How does it
travel faster than light?
This spacecraft is about the size of a grand piano, and it was put on the largest rocket that the United States has, and we added 5 boosters to it, so it is flying pretty fast.
I mean, the information, though.
How does the information get back faster, as fast as it does? What sort of energy is in this 24-pound object to send it back this quickly?
Well, actually, that is going to come back to the spacecraft itself. It's got a fairly large antenna dish on it, and so that will send it all back.
It's fascinating. This week,
amazing.
New Horizons spacecraft going by Pluto. Thank you, Dr. Hardaway. Congratulations for having such a big brain. Good to have you here on Good Day.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Don't we just love it? The Bones on Good Day. I've said this 100, maybe 400, I don't know how many times I've said this on the air over the years. This song was released on this date in 1965, and it went straight to number one and stayed there for 4 weeks. The Rolling Stones, who took their name from a Muddy Waters song, number one on the charts with this song for the first time, Satisfaction. Then they had other number one songs, Ruby Tuesday, Honky Tonk Women, Angie, Miss You, Painted Black, Get Off My Cloud, Brown Sugar, and the list goes on and on and on. For Jagger and Keith Richards and Brian Jones and Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts, Mick Taylor, Ron Wood. They all got the Lifetime Achievement Award, the Grammy Award, on this date in 1986. So into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame they went also in 1989. This is considered by a lot of people to be the Stones' signature tune. I love the beginning. That's what I started to say. There's nothing better for a disc jockey than to have something like this song. We should go back to the beginning of it.
Because I noticed you can actually talk this one up.
I can't tell you how long the intro is. I used to know. I think it's 18 seconds.
Whatever. You just feel it in your head. All right, so let's hit the post there.
All right, here we go. Yeah. And then there's Keith Richards announcing he's going to release a brand new solo album this year. It does not have this song in it. Here we go, Richie. Okay, so Keith Richards, the wonder, what is he, the eighth wonder of the world? The wonder is, how is he still alive?
No kidding.
Never mind announcing that he's got a new album titled Cross-Eyed Heart. It'll have 15 songs, reggae, blues, rock, country. The first single called Trouble will release next week, Kenny. It looks like next Friday. So what is there about records and stuff, albums being released on Friday? Didn't I see something floating around about a focus on getting music released on Fridays?
What you used to know as New Music Tuesday is now going to be New Music Friday, because the organization that covers let me see it here. The organization that that covers all of the world's record labels.
Yeah.
What was it? IFPA.
It's RAII.
No. That's the United States. It's the International Federation of Phonographic Industry.
Right.
IFPI.
Whoever it is.
They represent 1,300 record labels. So what's been happening is, you know, the United States in 1985 or 6, all of their record companies decided, okay, it's not fair for the bigger stores to get theirs on Monday afternoon and be able to start selling them, and then the other record stores get them on Tuesday morning, and they get the jump on them. So they all said, okay, you cannot release anything until Tuesday morning. That's when everybody can release their records. Well, in Germany, it was on Fridays. In Australia, it's on Wednesdays, and wherever it is around the world. Well, now everything is digital. And so let's say Australia releases their records on Friday, and the United States doesn't release theirs until the following Tuesday. Well, somebody in Australia can get it, put it online, upload it, and creates all this piracy. So the IFPI and all of these record labels got together and they said, okay, we're going to create a world release day, and that day is going to be Fridays now, so it's going to be New Music Friday. So the only complaint here really is from the brick-and-mortar stores who used New Music Tuesday as a bump in their midweek sales.
Right.
They're saying, listen, we get plenty of customers on Fridays and Saturdays. It's the Tuesdays and Wednesdays when our the store is empty, and we needed this. But, you know, it's the world has spoken.
Congratulations to Taylor Swift, who has donated $50,000 to a young fan fighting cancer. This woman continues to amaze me because she's so smart about handling and so good-natured. Taylor Swift, congratulations. Story at DougStephan.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9.
Hi, I'm ready. As the host of the Good Day program, I'm supposed to be at the ready all the time, and I try my best in that department to do the best I can for God and country and for the people who are listening to this program so they can hear the sage advice and information from one Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn here on the air with me, along with Kenny Kessler, who's monitoring Facebook and Twitter accounts, email to any of us, Roberta, Jennifer, Ken, or Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can dial us up at 888-302-3684. Roberta Fasanelli is the queen of cheap. She's found out she can get 2 days out of a pair of underwear. She turns them inside out. And so that's how we move. The President of the United States, I wonder if he gets 2 days out of his underwear. What do you think? Yes or no?
I think he just goes commando.
Really?
I think so, too, yes. I think he
he's arrogant enough to.
Absolutely. He's arrogant enough to go without that.
Oh, my God. Where did I even come up with that? Hello.
I bet no one else is talking about that this morning.
Let's hope so. All right. The Greek Parliament has passed the austerity bill, and so now everybody can rest. Here's something that people are very excited about, some people anyway. Donald Trump has pegged his personal fortune at $10 billion. Therefore, I'm going to run and use my own dough and be the next president of the United States.
And he means it.
At that point, Roberta will be moving to Greece. Maybe to Greece. I'm more fascinated, frankly, by all the news about Pluto. This is my favorite story this week. These first close-up images of Pluto. Did you look at these last night? There are mountains of ice as tall as the Rockies. And they can get them. These pictures are so good.
They're awesome.
Yeah. They really
are. And this
is
a vindication for Pluto, because Pluto was, like, downgraded from a planet.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, they thought it was all just frozen over, but there's actually stuff there, which is cool.
Yeah. The planet is not dead at all. Rather, geologically active, in fact. The absence of craters points to a surface that's quite young, no more than 100 million years old. So this is a newer planet. Don't you wonder where these come from? Don't you wonder how is it that these planets that are around our sun are all different ages? How come they're not all the same age? Why is the Earth older than Jupiter? Actually, if you look at Jupiter, Jupiter is a planet that's still in formation because it's mostly gas, right?
Mm-hmm. I sense Uranus.
No, to the underwear.
That was the one that was mostly gas, I thought.
You see, having you and Roberta here together, this is really...
It's like two adolescent boys.
I am, yeah. Last night I was...
Beavis and Butthead.
I was sitting on the couch.
That's very good, Jennifer.
We were having dinner last night, and I said to Meredith, there was something that went on behind the scenes. I couldn't put you guys on the air. I forget even what it was. Listening to the two of you go back and forth, and Kenny and Richie and I are trying to bring some composure to what's going on here, and the two of you are busy trying to ruin my career as a radio host.
Oh, yes, that's what we woke up this morning trying to do. We're like, let's ruin Doug Stephan.
Let's ruin. Right. Da-da-da-da.
It's funny, I don't even remember that, because Roberta and I just chat, you know?
Yes, we do it all the time,
I know, it's exciting. All right, so speaking of exciting, how many of us are excited about Caitlyn Jenner getting her big night? Several standing ovations if you watch that. Should we do this in the TV report? We can do the TV
report.
No,
let's do it now.
Let's do it now.
Do it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not really TV.
Jenner in her first speech since having the transgender deal become public said she wants to, quote, reshape the landscape of how trans issues are viewed.
She's reshaped her landscape.
I have... the only trans I ever knew anything about was a trans am I had once, a Pontiac trans am. This has become such a big thing now. A lot of people say that they are inspired by her and they might do the same thing. How often, I would like to get stats, I don't know if Kenny you can make this a quick job or not. How often do men change into women versus women changing into men? Are there more women that become men, or are there more men that become women? And I don't ask me why I'm fascinated with that question. I just find it interesting to try to see if there's an on par here. Are there just as many women who want to be men, or just as many or more men that want to be women? Or what is it that...
No pressure.
I think because so many don't come out about it that there aren't any stats. Because
really?
We don't know.
Hmm. That's disappointing.
I would imagine, I mean, it's easier to probably become a woman than it would be to become a man.
Yeah, it is. I have a medical background, and I actually looked into the surgery.
You looked into the surgery to become a man?
I play a doctor on the radio.
Yeah, I play a doctor on the radio.
Wait a minute, hold on. Whoop.
No. I said, to see what it was like, I looked into it from a medical perspective, and it is much easier for a man to become a woman than a woman to become a man. In fact, the surgery for a man to become a woman is absolutely fascinating, and the end result, you kind of go, holy cow, really? It's, unless you're really looking closely, I mean really closely, it'd be hard to tell the difference.
You've just sent a quiver up the spine of about 100,000 men. Because I know that Caitlyn Jenner freaks out men because she's kind of crazy, you know?
See what
but
I
the
mean?
Reverse, woman into man, it's a much more complex surgery.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way. And it doesn't look real.
I'm trying to do this, and I'm not sure whether I should do this with Roberta. Roberta, just calm down and don't say anything for a minute, okay? Because I want to put this into perspective, if I can. This recorded video from Planned Parenthood,
it
really, really makes them look bad. This is one person, and I'm not an apologist for Planned Parenthood. I think Planned Parenthood gets a bum rap from a lot of people who just want to have them known as an abortion clinic. And
right,
just from
a
person,
lot of other stuff.
Right? They have
like
a big. It's a health.
Percentage.
Yeah, it is. It's a health clinic. However, and from somebody who is A, a man, and B, not in favor of abortion, it makes me feel good, frankly. Not that I need to feel good about this, but I really am. I get tired of pardon the use of the Trump, but trumped up stuff that gets created around folklore with regard to things like Planned Parenthood and what they're really all about. I have this there are three or four different. I don't know if causes is the right word for it, but I find that we misinform ourselves or allow ourselves to be misinformed, and it becomes it's kind of like Donald Trump's hair or some of these other simplistic things that everybody takes shots at. It's easy to take a shot at Planned Parenthood, especially if you don't know really the facts. You don't know what goes on there. Yes, they do abortions. Is that their mainstay? No.
No.
But they have made themselves, they dug, not that they plan to do this, but having people around like this bozo who's eating a sandwich and telling people how we can chop up basically body parts and sell them.
So bad.
It just is, it's appalling. It's, the word isn't appalling, but it's a word I can't use on the air. So.
And in this day and age when everything is on camera.
Right.
And everything is
recorded.
Who
doesn't know that you're always being recorded?
Because, look, I admit to for myself, and I can vouch that we all here have been cavalier at the time, at some point in our lives, going, kill them, not them.
Yeah.
But when you know you are on camera talking about, and well, I consider it to be life, I know not everybody does, but a fetus, it just... I don't know how you do that.
She was on camera.
The fact that you're eating a sandwich.
But see, she thought she was talking to medical professionals, and one thing that people don't realize is that medical professionals talk certain ways. And to an outsider, it may sound callous.
It sounds
the way
callous.
Medical professionals talk. But that's how they talk, because they get down to the nitty-gritty. They don't sugarcoat stuff. You can't if you're in medicine.
Well,
you don't sugarcoat anything.
It doesn't look good. And that's my point here.
And, you know, and that's what they set out to do. They set out to make it not look good.
Well,
and
there are people. There are people who do that sort of thing. It's like PETA or the folks who send undercover agents to farms to find out what's going on. I'm happy they do that because they find farms that are abusing animals. I don't know that there's abuse going on here in this circumstance, but it just doesn't look good.
And if you are going to undergo an abortion, and if you want to donate the tissue to research, you have to sign something over, just like you sign over organ donations on your driver's license. If you die, okay, yeah, take whatever you want. You know, cut me out, take whatever you want.
The facts don't overcome, unfortunately, bad PR that comes.
Well, this is bad PR.
It'll take a long time to.
It
takes years to build up somebody's image or some company or entity's business. An image,
because,
and it takes seconds to destroy it.
Because the anti-choice lobby and people
but that
want
doesn't
to
make
do
any
anything
difference.
That they can
that
to,
happens
to prevent
with lots
women
of different
from
things.
Exercising their rights.
That happens with lots of different things.
And I'll let you know that I am not in favor of abortion. However, I would fight to the death to allow anyone who wanted one
you
to have
really
one.
You would really fight to the death.
I mean, it's not my place to tell someone whether or not they can have an abortion.
Right.
I mean, I'm personally not in favor of it. I think it's a shame, but I do realize that there are times that it needs to be done. So, you know, let's get practical here, people.
All right, let's get practical. Time for some commercials and then the television report. The news from the world of TV. Do not snooze because you lose when you snooze on this program. It's 44 past the hour.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. It's finally time to answer the age-old question. So who talks more, men or women? Whom do you think? The answer, but first the social science of it.
Talk to my baby.
Now, don't believe everything you hear. Some unnamed biased sources have alleged that a loquacious woman uses 7,000 words a day to a man's terse 2,000. Well, new research suggests that's just plain out old bullshit.
I told you so.
Who talks more, men or women? They both blather on and on and on at the same rate. Talk is contextual and dependent on what people are doing and with whom. What's the cheap psychological trick?
People won't care how much you talk if what you say has substance and value. So if your talk is chock full of stuff I need to know, talk as much as you like. And you know what? I'll listen. So do you have a question? Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. In our People Like You series, we went to the Los Angeles suburb of Burbank and found this 20-something who found comfortable ways of going green.
You can get an aerated faucet, which will cut down how much water you're using in the shower. You can fill up a water bottle, put it in your gas tank, or you're not your gas tank, your toilet tank.
Well, for many, it is the same.
Water, yeah, right. Just use less and try to be really conscious of it. It's just a different way of thinking. If you're aware of what you're doing, you'll see these habits that are bad. You know, not that shutting doors like the refrigerator, leaving it open. Turn off all your lights when you leave. Power strips, turn them off. It just cuts down on energy.
You picked the right girlfriend.
She's amazing, yeah.
From one of us to all of us. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star was a two-time runner-up in the AL MVP voting. He won three rings with the Oakland A's, and his Game 5 home run off Mike Marshall clinched the last of those titles.
One out away from the championship by the Oakland A's.
So, where is Joe Rudy now? Joe was part of one of the most famous voided transactions in history when his sale from the A's to the Red Sox was stopped in 1976. These days, Joe does the selling. He's a real estate broker in Oregon. Joe's also a ham radio operator. He competes several times a year with his friends to see who can make the most contacts in a 48-hour stretch. Joe Rudy. What a ham. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a million. The Min.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Today on App Check, Mini Gore. Help John Gore fill his enemies full of lead. Better than most shooters, additional characters are a dollar each. Mini Gore. It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6-second DVD review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Mace.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
There was this chance and nothing else.
All right, let's get at it here. 47 past the hour. Jennifer Horn on the world of television. I see that Rob Thomas and Kristen Bell are talking publicly about another Veronica Mars series. Would that be good?
I think that would be good. Well, you know, a lot of stuff came out of Comic-Con this past week. Mm. And so at a panel at Comic-Con last week, Rob Thomas and Kristen Bell talked about doing a Veronica Mars limited series. Now, Veronica Mars aired on Fox. Fox has gotten into this thing about doing limited series with their old TV shows, like 24, like The X-Files. So maybe this would be a great time to revisit that, because Veronica Mars had a huge cult following. And they crowdfunded a movie.
Yeah, exactly. The movie was I found the movie quite entertaining, frankly,
right.
And they finished it off with a crowd.
Kind of a cool thing if they can get it back to TV again. I think people would really enjoy that.
Local television making strides with live streaming offerings. I didn't know you could do that, I suppose. There are 100 or so local outlets around the country with 5 major station groups that are offering live streams of their non-network programming, like local news and stuff.
Right. Well, that's one of the things missing from the current offering of online streaming is local news, you know, live programming, those local channels. So this would be a great way to kind of bone up all of the content that you would want at home and save some money on your cable bill. Now, other news, I know you love The View, Dougie. You're so over The View. But it is making news quite a bit in the last couple of weeks. Nicole Wallace, who had joined about a year ago the table at The View, has been let go. She didn't even decide to leave. The View told her that she wasn't outspoken enough. They're looking to replace her with maybe someone like Candace Cameron Bure, who got into a big fight with Raven.
Put Sarah Palin on The View.
She'll be back in a guest role. They're going to have a chair that's filled by guest hosts. She'll be one of them. Sherry Shepherd probably also part of that list.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool. If you are a fan of Sleepy Hollow, there's some big news about that show. Nikki Reed from Twilight has been cast as Betsy Ross in the show. Remember old Betsy Ross with her needle and thread and the flag?
Right.
So she'll be joining the cast of Sleepy Hollow. But the other announcement Fox made about the show is that they're planning a crossover event between Sleepy Hollow and Bones. This is according to Entertainment Weekly.
I don't even
understand
that. How do you do Bones is, how do you do that?
It's, well, apparently, Temperance Brennan is going to come face-to-face with Ichabod Crane in what's supposed to be a two-episode event, one episode for each show. It should take place early this fall.
Huh.
Cool, right? See how they do it?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Okay, 53 past the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. One of our most popular service features is the Money Pit visit from Tom Kreitler. Every week he hosts a program on the weekends. The program is actually quite short. It's only a minute and a half. But they play it over and over and over again, and so you get 2 hours out of it. Over the course of that 2 hours, you're liable to learn lots of different things that will help you run your house, fix up your house, including summer energy savings tips, which come from Tom in just a moment here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star was a two-time runner-up in the AL MVP voting. He won 3 rings with the Oakland A's, and his Game 5 home run off Mike Marshall clinched the last of those titles.
1 out away from the championship by the Oakland A's.
So, where is Joe Rudy now? Joe was part of one of the most famous voided transactions in history when his sale from the A's to the Red Sox was stopped in 1976. These days, Joe does the selling. He's a real estate broker in Oregon. Joe's also a ham radio operator. He competes several times a year with his friends to see who can make the most contacts in a 48-hour stretch. Joe Rudy. What a ham. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6 second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a million. The Minion.
6 second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now play.
Today on App Check, Mini Gore. Help John Gore fill his enemies full of lead. Better than most shooters, additional characters are a dollar each. Mini Gore. It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6 second DVD review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot. The Mini.
6 second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
Doug's Good Day. Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny and I have Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement. You can go to their website, by the way. Get all kinds of great tips. MoneyPit.com. I noticed that Honeywell is releasing a smart thermostat that tracks local weather and adjusts the temperature in your house accordingly.
We're seeing a lot of smart home technologies that add capabilities that you never knew existed before. In addition to that type of technology, some of these smart thermostats now will be able to track your location through your phone. So let's say you're leaving work and you set up what's called a geofence that says, if I get within 5 miles of my home, then take my temperature in my house and change it to this setting. So there's a lot of ways to kind of trigger the indoor environment in your house based on things like weather and based on things like position. So I think we have a lot of options, and I think it's just going to be a matter of figuring out what works best for you and your family.
All right, let's talk some summer energy saving tips. There are some dog days of summer in front of us for the next 6 weeks or so. And in that, yesterday, it was actually here on the farm quite pleasant. Day before, woof, was it heavy. And so you need to escape, and sometimes you just can't jump into the pool or into the lake. So what do we do if we don't want to be overcome, though, by a bill?
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. Now, usually when you talk about energy savings, you talk about, well, how can I upgrade my equipment? But that costs thousands of dollars. I mean, there are things that you can do that cost no money and just a little bit of money. For example, all of the appliances in your home that generate heat, this would be like your dryer, your oven, things like that, don't run them during the day. Only run them at night in the warm summer months, because that won't contribute to the heat load as much. If you have storm windows, a lot of us still have old wood windows with storm windows. You think a lot about putting the storm windows down in the winter. If you have air conditioning in your house, you ought to have them down in the summer.
Because, really?
Well, think about it, Doug. Those windows are just as leaky in the summer as they are in the winter. You just don't feel it because it's a warm draft versus a cold draft, right?
Right.
So storm windows should be down if you have air conditioning. And let's not forget about ceiling fans. You know, I think people tend to set it and forget it. But remember, they're all reversible. And in the summertime, you want to reverse that. So you're pulling cold air up and then pushing warm air down in the winter.
The biggest problem people have is leaving windows open. It seems almost silly, in fact, but
you know,
I find myself forgetting it, and I turn the air conditioning on, the windows are open everywhere.
You know, the double-hung window was the first sort of central cooling system. You know why? Because, think about a double-hung window, right? That's the one where you have the window that slides up and the top window slides down, typical window. So that was designed that way so it could create cooling in your house. The idea was you would put the window halfway down and halfway up. So if you think about the convective loop,
right,
it would take that warm
heat
air
out of the top, cool in the bottom.
Air in them. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. That's
right.
How it was designed to cool your house.
Huh. I did not know that. Wow.
There you go.
You're a font of important information. Thank you. Check out all the info. MoneyPit.com. Tom Kreidler, Leslie Segretti hold that whole court, if you will, every weekend on great stations all around our country.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.